had 150 feet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I have an application that was case number 11184. The application of CMF Bayside LLC has been removed from the agenda. There was an error found in the application making reference to the location of the site and thereby creating an error in the advertisement and an error in the posting, and so that's going to be re-advertised under a new case number. So that application has been removed and can be considered withdrawn.
Okay.
Will that fee be waived, Mr.
In this Mike? Case, there was an error on both parts, so I felt it only appropriate to waive the fee for the second application.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that. Are there any other additions or corrections to the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda with the adjustment or correction.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve this evening's agenda with the addition to the change. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our March the 4th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our March the 4th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have approval of the finding of the facts for the March the 4th meeting.
And I move that we approve those, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Again, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the finding of the facts for our March the 4th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listener old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you. First case, please.
First case is case number 11178, the application of Alban LLC. The site is located at the southeast intersection of U.S. Route 113, being DuPont Boulevard, and Road 321, also known as Wood Branch Road, southeast intersection of Road 325, known as Alms House Road, and Road 326, Bethesda Road. more specifically identified on the county tax rolls as tax map ID 133, map 2, parcel 22, 23, 24, and 24.01. So requesting a special use exception for promotional activities for a period of 5 years. This is an accessory use to the Georgetown Speedway, and it is a renewal of previously approved special use exception, case number 8403, and is requesting approval for 5 years. Denimo, we've received no letters for or against this application from any individual or agency. And that's all I have, unless you have a question.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Judge Les Johnson, 34642 Bethesda Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I represent the applicant, Halden LLC. As Mr. Lank stated, this is an application for a special use exception for promotional activities at the Georgetown Speedway, which I think you're all familiar with. It's located on Route 113, just south of Georgetown. The Speedway was actually built by Melvin Joseph back in 1949. It operates auto racing during the spring and the summer. The exhibits that I submitted, Exhibit A and B, you can see a tax map of the parcel, and Exhibit B is just an aerial photograph of the site. The purpose of this application is requesting permission to hold occasional promotional activities on the site. These activities are generally of a community service variety and are considered on a case-by-case basis as requests are received from a community organization. So there's no set schedule or specific event that we're requesting. And the activities of this nature are not held very often. Basically, the owner considers the request, the source of the request, namely the organization requesting it, the ability to obtain insurance for that event, and the community value of the request. These are not significant money-making events for the owner or really for the organization, but they're, as I said, kind of community-oriented events. The main event held last year was by the Free State Antique Tractor Club. It was a tractor show, basically, that was held on the site. And in the past many years, there's been things such as a rodeo, a carnival. There had been requests for scouting activities and things of that nature. As I said, they're more of a community service by providing an appropriate location for these types of events. This special exception has been approved in the past. It was originally approved back in 1989 for the previous owners of the site, and that special use exception was renewed in 2003, and those minutes are in Exhibit C of the exhibit book. The current owners actually purchased the property in 2005, and they were not aware that the special exception that had been approved in 2003 is only valid for 5 years, because this type of a special exception has a five-year limit on it. So they weren't aware that it actually had expired until they received a letter from the county in February of this year advising them that the approval had expired and that no event should be held until such time as hopefully this is reapproved. So this application was promptly filed, and that's why we're here tonight. As to the legal basis for this special use exception, the requested use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. There have been activities there in the past. There hasn't really been any type of negative effect. And I think when you consider the fact that the permitted use on the site is auto racing, that these type of activities are fairly insignificant compared to what is already permitted on the site. In addition, as I said, the nature of these uses generally serve the interest of the local community groups, and this is an appropriate location when you consider, again, where it's located, the central location, the size of the property, and the facilities that already exist on the site. And lastly, again, as I said, these events have been authorized by special exception in the past and have been taking place there since 1989. That's basically everything I have to present other than any questions you might have. Mr. Johnson, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes. Okay. All right, let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with Mr. Mills, please.
I have no questions at this time.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
And Mr. Callaway, I have none of you at this time. So hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, four. Two, three, four. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we haven't heard from the applicant that there has in the past been a substantially adverse effect for the requested use, nor have we heard testimony from any opposition to the contrary, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,178.
Hey, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and as a second by Mr. Rickards.
And Mr. Chairman, just
for a period of 5 years.
5 years.
5 years. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve case number 11,178 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson, again?
Aye, also for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,178 is approved.
Thank you.